it true that because the governor made the push for student performance accounting for 50% of a teacher's rating, that prompted you really to leave as a principal and fight these reforms?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, I'm 62 years old, and yeah, I wasn't going to be in education that much longer anyway. But I had hoped that maybe I would be able to stay till, you know, age 65. But when I saw that and thought about the idea of coming back and actually evaluating teachers in that way, I couldn't do it. I mean, I spent the whole Easter break thinking about it. I had almost resigned when APPR was first put into place and decided I would try to stick it out for a few more years. But that was a real tipping point for me. It was a very painful decision, but it was the right decision.
What would make sense from the teacher's perspective to make some reasonable changes for their evaluations, for them to be evaluated fairly?
Right. I mean, the whole idea of evaluating teachers by test scores, it's absurd. There's no real research basis to show that that kind of an evaluation system will improve teaching. And what it does is it incentivizes a whole lot of really bad behaviors, like teaching to the test. You know, we evaluated teachers before in New York State. This myth that we did not is simply incorrect. I think returning the authority to principals in terms of evaluation is helpful. Peer evaluations, peer mentoring, peer support, these are also important parts of the evaluation process. It should be a coaching model rather than a punitive model where we're assigning a score to teachers and thinking that that is in any way effective.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I think what has to happen is that the legislature needs to listen and the state education department needs to listen. There needs to be some kind of a moratorium put on all of this. I know that the governor has just formed a new commission, but I don't have high hopes. If you look at the people that he's appointed, they were people, for the most part, who were on the previous commission that he had, which really made no recommendations at all. And most of them are public supporters of the Common Core. That's not what parents want. And until their voice is being heard and the classroom teacher's voice is being heard, I don't think there's much that's going to change. And opt-out will continue to grow.
The State Education Commissioner, Mary Ellen Ilya, said she won't stop parents who want to have their children opt out, and she's doing some extensive reviews now of the standardized testing. Will this be different this time around for this task force? Will there be more accountability? Do you see that being laid out through even Ilya's work right now?
No, I really don't think so. I mean, if you look at Ilya's track record in Hillsborough, Florida, you see somebody who is, you know, did a full-throated endorsement of the Common Core standards. You know, Florida went through this process, and all they did in the end was they changed the name of the Common Core. They added standards about penmanship. They did a little bit of tweaking, but not much changed. We are switching now to a test maker who has never, ever produced state tests in ELA and in mathematics. They're going to be online tests. We've already seen lots of problems with online testing, both in New Jersey and in Florida. So I'm failing to see the hope. I mean, we need a sea change, and I have no indication that that's going to be happening with the new commissioner.
What are your thoughts on what's happening between the State Education Department, New York State Regents, the leadership? What needs to be changed?
In terms of leadership, I think that it's time for Merrill Tisch to go. It's not an easy thing to say, but I think clearly during her time and the many commissioners that she's worked with, from Rick Mills to Steiner to King and now Elia, we have not seen the kinds of improvements we need. And we need to have someone lead the regions who has a new vision, a more child-centered vision, less of an accountability corporate reform vision. And I think that would be a major, major step. And I hope that when her term is up, and it will be up soon, that she will not be reapproved by the legislature.
I want to talk about John King. He was named as acting U.S. Secretary of Education. He's the man who canceled a listening tour across New York State when Common Core got really difficult between parents and educators. Is this the right choice to lead the nation when it comes to education.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's very interesting, right? He was in the number two spot with Steiner. Steiner abruptly retires and he's put in place. And now we see a replay down in Washington. You know, he's not connected with the average classroom teacher and with parents. He is certainly full square in support of the Common Core, teacher evaluations by test scores. At best, we can hope for a placeholder until there's a new administration and then hopefully a new direction. It was very disappointing, but to be honest, I was not surprised.
You did tweet out, though, if they want to fuel the opt-out fire, they did it by appointing John King.
Oh, they absolutely did, and it will fuel the fire, not only in New York State, but well beyond.
Carol Burris, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Executive Director of the Network for Public Education Foundation, moving across the state and nation, talking about reform in education. Thank you so much.
Thank you.